Trade unions in Nigeria today suspended their nationwide strike. The unions began the strike last week to protest the government's decision to end a fuel subsidy on January 1st. The move more than doubled gas prices in Nigeria. Now, President Goodluck Jonathan has agreed to restore part of the subsidy, cutting prices by a third. Not quite where they were before January 1st, but enough to end the government's confrontation with the unions. The BBC's Tommy Oladipo is in Lagos. Tommy, this is an abrupt U-turn by President Goodluck Jonathan. Did he cave to pressure?
Well, yes, I would say he caved to pressure, but it's not quite what the public wanted. Just before the new year, the price of petrol in Nigeria was about 40 U.S. cents to the liter. And by the time the fuel subsidy was removed, it more than doubled to 86. So a lot of people were sort of, there was a lot of outrage, public outrage at this. Now it's been pulled down to 60 U.S. cents per liter. But the public is not quite satisfied. They want it brought back to the original price. So yes, for the president, he might say that he is sort of back down, but for the public, they don't see that as a good move for them.
So the strikers, do they see this as a victory?
Well, you know, the labor unions are sort of caught in between because, to be honest, it wasn't really a labor-driven strike. Yes, the labor announced that there was going to be a strike, but even before they did that, a lot of people came out on social media and organized all these protests, and we had tens of thousands of people in different cities protesting against the increase in the price of fuel. So a lot of these people who did come out are not happy about it, but the labor unions say, you know, they felt met in the middle ground and the people should settle for that for now.
So what was reaction to the president's announcement like? I mean, were strikers at all jubilant?
Well, the strikers said, you know, that was the best they could get and they called off the strike immediately. People will have to get back to work on Tuesday. But for now, you know, a lot of the public feel that that's not what they want because the salaries are not going up yet. The price of fuel has gone up from what it was just about 2 weeks ago. So a lot of people feel that they still need, something needs to be done for them to be able to afford this increase in the price of fuel. But for the labor unions, they feel like they've done their job.
Tommy, President Jonathan had intended for the revenues created by the end of the subsidy to build infrastructure in Nigeria. Does that mean he'll have to postpone development projects now for the country?
Well, no. Right now, the subsidy is sort of like a partial subsidy. It's not the full subsidy that they had before. So, yes, a lot of the profit that they get from this can be used for infrastructural development. But the thing is that the Nigerian people do not trust the government to use this money properly because the government really in the past has not shown that it can use it properly. There's still a lot of corruption within the government, and that's what people are complaining about. So, yes, the government will have some excess money to use, but the public wouldn't trust it to use it well.
The BBC's Tommy Oladipo speaking with us from Lagos.